Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on living in perilous times was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And it's amazing to me, amazing, how many Spirit-filled Christians who have the ability to speak in tongues come up against problems and they just sit there and they may pray and they may go to somebody else and ask for wisdom and they may want a prayer chain to pray for them, but they don't ever pray in tongues and let the Holy Spirit give them this wisdom. It just defies logic. I would believe that it has to be because people have not connected these dots and put these things together. But when you are praying in tongues, you are praying the hidden wisdom of God. The Holy Spirit is speaking mysteries through you, and all you got to do is have your understanding become fruitful. And there's different ways. When you're in a church service, if you pray in tongues, then you ought to stop and interpret in English so that other people can benefit. But you know what? If you're praying by yourself, if you're walking down a trail, the way I pray in tongues and get an interpretation, I don't ever stop praying in tongues and give an interpretation in English. I just let my understanding become fruitful. You know, if you have never prayed in tongues a long period of time, if all you've ever done is let out a few words in tongues when you feel a goosebump, you may not have experienced this, but if you pray in tongues a long period of time, 2, 3, 4 hours at a time, I've done as much as 17 hours without stopping one time over something. When you pray in tongues a long period of time, you'll find out that your brain is still thinking. Because as it says here, it's not your mind that prays, it's your spirit that prays. When you are praying in tongues, you know, you can't quote, Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow. You can't quote a nursery rhyme and read the Bible at the same time and get revelation and remember what you've read. Because it's your mind that is remembering the nursery rhyme, and your mind cannot effectively do two things. You will miss. You can't do that. But you know what? You can pray in tongues and study the Word and have perfect comprehension because it's not your mind that's praying. It's your spirit that's praying. That's what the Scripture says. We just read that. So when you are praying in tongues, your mind's got to do something. You know what I do? I pray with my understanding too. Before I understood these things, I just started disciplining myself to pray an hour or two a day in tongues. I don't do that every day now, but probably for 6 months or a year, I did that at least an hour, 2, 3, 4 hours a day I'd pray in tongues. And what I found happening was I was speaking in tongues, but my mind, of course, had to do something. So I would just pray with my mind. And as I was praying, people would come to my mind that I hadn't thought of in years. I mean years. Some of them I hadn't seen in 5, 6 years or something. And all of a sudden, I'd just go to thinking about this person, go to praying for them and asking God to bless them. And then the next day, they'd show up in my life. And this happened so many times, my lightning fast mind figured out that there must be some connection between what I'm praying in tongues and what I'm thinking with my mind, because all of a sudden things would just start happening. And I remember one day I'd been praying about 2 hours, and this is back when I was still, boy, there's so much I'd love to say. I'm talking as fast as I can. I got to get through. But for the first 2 years that I spoke in tongues, my mind, I would struggle thinking, oh, this is just you. This isn't the Holy Spirit. I would sit there and think, man, this isn't God. This is just you talking. You're making up all of these words. Because again, the Holy Spirit doesn't take control of you and force you to talk. It says in Acts 2:4, they spoke with tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. The Spirit inspires, but you do the talking. The Holy Spirit doesn't talk in tongues. He inspires you. You have to speak. And this is the thing that kept me from speaking in tongues so long, is because I didn't want it to be me. I wanted it to be pure Holy Spirit. It's not pure Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit inspires it, but you speak in tongues. It's you talking in tongues as the Holy Spirit inspires it. And so for a long time, I just wouldn't say anything. I was waiting on the Lord to take my mouth and make it move. It was like, you know, when you throw up. I thought it was going to be like when you throw up, that you could put your hand over your mouth and you couldn't help it. It just blurred out. I thought that the Lord was going to make me. So I'd pray and open my mouth and stick my tongue out and wait on the Holy Ghost to make it work. And nothing had happened. And when I finally started speaking in tongues, I just did it by faith. I said, you know, the Bible says believers will speak with new tongues. Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18. And I said, I'm a believer and I will speak with new tongues. And I just started speaking. And at first, I struggled to believe that it was really God. And so for the first 2 years, I got to where I was doing it a lot. I was praying in tongues an hour or two a day, but my mind was still messing with me. And I hadn't got time to tell you all this, but I had two or three supernatural things where God confirmed to me that it was God. I mean, I saw miracles happen that totally eliminated my doubt, and I finally got over it, and today I don't struggle with it. But for a period of time, I struggled, and so I was praying for 2 hours this day, and I was praying in my understanding with my mind, but I was speaking in tongues. And I was struggling, thinking, oh, God, is this really you? Is this really you, or am I just doing this in the flesh? And the doorbell rang, and I went to the door. And here was a guy that I'd known 4 years before. We went to school together, went to church together. And this guy didn't even say hi, bye. He didn't do anything. He just was crying, and he walked in and just walked in and sat down and started crying and telling me his problems. And when that happened, my first thought was, oh, man, you've been praying in this gibberish for 2 hours. You could have been praying something that would have helped you to minister to this guy. And then my next thought was, how would I have known to pray for this guy? I hadn't seen him in 4 years. And then it dawned on me, I made the connections that every time I would, you know, just have somebody come to my mind, it seems like the next day or something, they would all of a sudden show up, and I believed that it was the Holy Spirit that was praying for them, and my understanding was, and I connected all of this, and all of a sudden it dawned on me, that's what I've been doing for 2 hours, is praying for this guy. I couldn't have known that with my mind. And all of a sudden, I had been a Baptist back when he knew me, and since then I had become whatever I am now. And I wasn't a Baptist anymore, and he didn't know that I operated in the gifts and the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues. And I just stopped this guy right in the middle of the sentence, and I said, let me tell you what the problem is. And I started prophesying to him and telling him what had gone on in his life. And this guy, again, was a Baptist, and his eyes got that big. And he says, that's true. How did you know this stuff? And I ministered to him and saw him just delivered and set free. And from this, I began to realize that, you know, when you're praying in tongues, you don't have to stop and pray in English when you're by yourself. All you got to do is have your understanding become fruitful. And so now I'll pray in tongues large periods of time. And sometimes the Lord will show me things right then while I'm praying, and I'm able to make the direct connection. Other times I just pray in tongues and believe that when I'm in a service like this, that God will bring to me what I need to know at the time. Like, I don't know if you've stayed around after we have people come forward for prayer, but the last couple of nights I've called out things that are happening, and people have received healings, and I have words of wisdom, and God shows me what's going on. And I've had people come up before, and I've spoken to them and said, your name is, and told them their name, just like Jesus did with Zacchaeus when he looked up in the tree and said, Zacchaeus, come down. I've spoken out people's names. I've told them what's wrong with them. People will come up and say, it's my back that's hurting, and ask me to pray for it. And I said, no, really, this is your biggest problem. And I'll tell them. And you know how all of that happens? I pray in tongues, and the Holy Spirit knows these things. And as I need to know, God just gives me interpretation and makes my understanding fruitful. Now, I don't do this as well as I should. I'm not a perfect example of it. And yet, I see it work in my life to a degree that I don't know how people function without this. Again, it's just like blindfolding yourself in the natural and just stumbling through life and waiting until you fall off a cliff or run into a wall, and then you cry out to God for help. To me, that's what most people are running their life like. They have the Holy Spirit available, but they aren't using it. They aren't praying in tongues. They aren't asking for an interpretation. They aren't sensitive to the Holy Spirit. They're just running under their own steam and own power until they hit a wall, until they have a wreck, and then they come back to God. I'm telling you, we have one of the greatest gifts in the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that it's actually better for us that He is gone and that the Holy Spirit is here on the inside of you than it is to have Him in His physical body. John chapter 16, verse 7. Most people don't feel that way because we've never taken advantage of what the Holy Spirit offers us, and we've never really drawn on that ministry. But you can use the Holy Spirit. You can let the Holy Spirit speak through you. And there's a lot of ways. Speaking in tongues is all I've focused on today, but there is much, much more. There are the gifts of word of wisdom, word of knowledge. I could tell you about how I began to operate in those, and I've grown in the ability to operate in that, and I'm still going to see greater things. But there are many gifts. There's lots of things the Lord's wanting to do. All I've done is just talk about speaking in tongues, but speaking in tongues is one of the greatest gifts that you could ever have. If you don't speak in tongues, it's like charging hell with a water pistol. You receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And speaking in tongues, to me, is just like flipping a switch. You know, it's just like you have this dynamo on the inside of you, but you don't know how to get it going. You don't know what activates it. You pray and ask God to do something. Man, just flip the switch. Go to praying in tongues. And every time I start to pray in tongues, you know what? If I haven't been focused on God, my natural mind will try and dominate and take my thinking away, and I'll quit speaking in tongues. I'll just get preoccupied with what I'm thinking about. And for me to force myself to speak in tongues, it doesn't take but just 3, 4, 5 minutes. And if I continue to speak in tongues, I have to just not focus on these other distractions and worries and care, and it makes me focus on God.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to live through perilous times. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM232 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 4th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 4th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, the things that I'm sharing are just like the tip of the iceberg. There's so much to this, and that's the reason we have our website. That's the reason we have all this product that we're advertising. But you know, really, the very best way I have for you to get established in this is our Charis Bible College. And I know that some people think, well, I can't move and come there. Well, you know, probably more of you could do it than what you think. But even if you can't come here, we have different Bible colleges spread throughout the United States and other countries. We have distance learning, video correspondence course. We're in the process of establishing it over the internet. There's a lot of ways you can take advantage of it, so please call and inquire about our Charis Bible Colleges.